Hello and welcome to Nutritious, your guide to a healthier lifestyle. In today's episode, we'll be breaking down proteins with a registered nutritionist in the state of Florida, Sibia Seth, who has a master's degree in nutrition, has been practicing nutrition for 22 plus years, and deals with therapeutic nutrition and stress-related issues. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So many people know about proteins. They know that proteins are a key macronutrient for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, but lack basic understanding of their function and to what degree they should be consumed. Topics we'll cover in today's episode, leading me to my first question. What role do proteins play in the body? Why are they so crucial?
Well, proteins are the vital nutrients for the basic life in general. But in our body, basically, they catalyze all the biochemical reactions in our body, including the genetic expressions, immune system, and all the immune system, and they are the major constituents of our muscles.
Thank you. So now that my viewers have an idea of how they're used in the body, can you briefly explain the process of protein synthesis?
Well, protein synthesis is a process that takes place and like in a, at a cellular level in a cytoplasm in a cell. And it is a very interesting process because it starts with the DNA, which is the master director of what proteins need to be synthesized in the body. So basically, it happens in three process in three-stage process like transcription, translation, and then it's transcription, translation, and then it's the post-translation. What happened in transcription, DNA determines what kind of proteins need to be synthesized, and it gives the direction to messenger RNA. And then messenger RNAs, they translate into transcriptive RNAs. And then at that point, the proteins are synthesized in our body based upon what kind of amino acids go where and how are they going to be. Suppose if somebody's wounded and they need the collagen synthesis. So, and the amino acids pertaining to that will trigger. And this is how it is decided that what proteins are needed at the same time. Like the hair growth, the muscle growth, and the nails growth. And these are the regular growth factors and the growth that we need. And then the DNA plays the role, and whatever we eat, it decided which part is going to go where and how it's going to be. So this is the whole long, lengthy process, which doesn't take place like it sounds very long, but it is a fraction of time. It decides what we need to do with that. And then the last process is termination. Termination means the DNA gives the code, the RNA gets the message, it transcribes, and then once everything is done and determined, then it terminates. Termination is like it stops. There is a code to stop the process because if there is no link in the term because if it is not terminated, it can cause the cancer and other disease process. So it is very, very detailed, intricate process in our body. So this is how the protein synthesis takes place.
Thank you for the response. Yeah, definitely a very in-depth process. So many people still worry they're eating too much protein at one time or too late in the day or maybe too little protein throughout the day. So how does the timing and the quantity of protein consumption impact protein synthesis?
Well, the timings usually, if you're talking in terms of like somebody is athletic, they're working out, they're trying to make muscles and all that. So muscle protein synthesis is very short-lived and it lasts like about 4 to 5 hours. And for that, I would suggest consuming protein at the regular interval throughout the day. But once you are, suppose you have like a workout. So you have After the workout, I would suggest take 20 grams of protein immediately within 2 hours. That'll help for the muscle mass growth and also build your muscles and healing at the same time, because when you work out, your muscles get affected, and in order to build them, you need protein. And that is like a 2 hour window. I would suggest that 20 grams of protein would be efficient after the workout.
Thank you. So, would you say all dietary proteins are equally effective in supporting protein synthesis, or are some sources better than others? If so, why?
Okay, so there are. Can you repeat the question one more time, please?
So, would you say all dietary proteins are equally effective in supporting protein synthesis, or are some sources better than others? If so, why?
Okay, so dietary proteins are like they're from vegetable sources and the animal sources. And basically, the building blocks of proteins are amino acids. And there are total 20 amino acids, and out of 20, 9 are essential amino acids. Essential means our body cannot produce them, and we have to have from our dietary sources. And that's why some proteins are called the complete proteins and others are not. And complete proteins are basically the whey protein, the eggs, the proteins that come from the meat, like the fish. And all, but another source is the people who are vegetarian. There are like for the vegetable sources, we have quinoa, we have chickpeas and the beans and other legumes, the nuts. But at the same time, we have to consider the legumes, the lentils. They are lacking in the amino acids like the methionine and tryptophan. And so they are not called the complete protein because they have deficient in these two amino acid. But at the same time, if you combine them with the cereal, like the brown rice makes up for the deficiency of those two amino acids in lentils. And the lysine is the one that is absent in the brown rice. So when you eat the brown rice and the lentils or any beans, you're eating the whole protein. So they balance out each other. So and then we have soybeans. They are a very good source of their whole protein and edamame. If you want to add that to your diet, those are really good sources too. But they're the Also, I would lean proteins are most beneficial because when you are eating a protein, you have to also consider that the protein you're eating doesn't have like too much of saturated fat. It has to be rich in monounsaturated or polyunsaturated fatty acids, because then otherwise you are putting more cholesterol in your body and you're harming in the long term. So you have to be very considerate about where it's coming from. So whey protein is the best, and if you're talking about the more absorption, then you have to consider having the liquid protein sources because they're readily absorbed in your body. So I think those are the best ones.
Thank you. So now transitioning to how we should be consuming proteins, maybe in what quantities. The information online regarding protein intake is misleading, with people recommending anywhere from 0.7 to 1.6 grams of protein per pound of body weight. What do you recommend people have in a day? And how can this number vary from person to person?
Okay, I have a very simple rule. I mean, if you're eating 3 meals a day, make sure you have 20 to 25 grams of protein per meal. That's a simple rule for anybody. But if you are athletic, you are working out, you're trying to make your muscles, and you're running, and you're using a lot of your muscles, then I would suggest that a 1.2 to 1.6 grams of protein per kilograms of your body weight would be ideal. So I think that would be better if you do that.
And would you say there is a limit to how much protein we should consume? And what are some measures people can take to make sure they don't surpass this limit? There's a limit.
There is a limit because anything beyond limit is harmful for our body. So if you are using more, then there is no harm of consuming more. But there is also, you have to think about when you consume. I would suggest not go more than 100 grams of protein if you're really athletic, because honestly, what I believe, the stimulation of muscle tissue by the exercise create a muscle mass, not the extra amount of protein that you're eating. So you have to consider that in, you have to have the consideration for that too. Because, and the people, if you are consuming more protein and if you're working too much, it means you are sweating a lot, you are eating a lot of protein, and now the kidneys have to work extra in order to metabolize the protein that you're taking. So in the long run, what it's going to do is going to harm your kidneys, and it also extract the mineral like calciums from your bone when you're eating a lot of protein. So in the long run, if you see if you're athletic and eating a lot of tons of protein and working out and all that, you are at risk of osteoporosis too. So consuming too much protein is not good, because in the end, it's going to tax your internal organs like kidneys and livers mainly. So you have to be considerate. Maximum, I would suggest 100 grams of protein. But if you are struggling with other kind of disease, because I'm coming from my therapeutic diet, if you're so that is like if you have a lot of wounds and you have some kind of stressors on your body, you're trying to heal after surgery, then consuming a little amount of little bit more doesn't hurt, but for a limited amount of time until that condition is healed.
Yeah, so definitely make sure we don't surpass a certain limit, have a lot of health effects. So, would you say there are any bad sources of protein, though, that everyone should stay away from?
Well, as I said, the bad sources of protein are like the processed meats. Like now you're thinking, okay, if you look at the hot dog, okay, some hot dogs provide like 10 to 15 grams of protein, but what you're consuming, you do not know. They have nitrites and they have other preservatives, and that are the harmful carcinogens in your, now you're putting more pressure on your body. That so this is like more not the benefit but more harmful way. The processed meat, like, and the hams and all that, which has very high sodium content, because now you're having more protein and now you're having a canned meat or processed meat that has very high sodium content. So if you're eating a high protein diet, you have to increase your fluid intake. On top of that, now the protein you're eating has more sodium. So now you have fluid retention as well, because sodium works as a sponge in your body. So whatever you drink, it retains. So now you're dealing with two issues. And in the long run, you will be having some cardiovascular problems, heart problems. So you have to be very considerate what you're eating. Like the beef, lean meat is better than having like the red meat. And obviously, if you have vegetarian choices, then they're good because they provide you with fiber and all that, so they can keep your gut healthy as well.
Well, thank you for allowing me to interview you today. It's been a
You're
pleasure.
welcome.
I'm your host, Arnav Jain, and thank you for tuning in to Nutritious, your guide to a healthier lifestyle.
Thank you.